This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News, and good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest at 4:32. In Tennessee, you're allowed to protect against theft or trespassing on your property, but you're not allowed to kill someone in the case of property crime. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that can soon change.
Right now, deadly force is only permitted in self-defense. But Representative Kip Capley is sponsoring a proposal to expand its scope.
Basically says that if deadly force is your last and only option to protect your private property, you can use it.
For example, it would permit Tennesseans to shoot to prevent trespassing or arson or robbery. There are restrictions.
And you have to reasonably believe that you can, you can't protect your property otherwise. So it's, you know, we're not shooting the pizza man.
But many people are concerned. Stephen Crump, on behalf of Tennessee district attorneys, testified against the bill.
Somebody stepping into your ditch or stepping into your yard, somebody turning around in your driveway, would authorize the use of deadly force. We think that is, again, a significant departure from what we have previously used self-defense for and believe that this is very problematic.
And Tracy Beard with Housing for All Tennessee says this bill poses another risk.
When we think about trespassing or the issues that happen with that, our unhoused friends are squarely in the middle of those types of bills. And so what you're going to see with a bill like that being passed is there is a huge potential for life being lost.
Tennessee last updated the deadly force law in 2021. When it made it easier for people who had acted in self-defense to prove they were immune from lawsuits. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill today with an amendment clarifying that deadly force must be the last resort. The bill is headed to the Senate floor on Thursday. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.